Hello, and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcasts. My name is Karis. Today, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. A Pharisee invited Jesus to have dinner with him, and Jesus went to his house and sat down to eat. In that town was a woman who lived a sinful life. She heard that Jesus was eating in the Pharisee's house, so she brought an alabaster jar full of perfume and stood behind Jesus, by his feet, crying and wetting his feet with her tears. Then she dried his feet with her hair, kissed them, and poured the perfume on them. When the Pharisee saw this, he said to himself, "If this man really were a prophet, he would know who this woman is who is touching him. He would know what kind of sinful life she lives." Jesus spoke up to him and said, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Yes, teacher," he said, "tell me." "There were two men who owed money to a moneylender," Jesus began. "One owed him 500 silver coins and the other owed him 50. Neither of them could pay him back, so he cancelled the debts of both. Which one, then, will love him more?" "I suppose," answered Simon, "that it would be the one who was forgiven more." "You are right," said Jesus. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your home and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You did not welcome me with a kiss, but she has not stopped kissing my feet since I came. You provided no olive oil for my head, but she has covered my feet with perfume. I tell you, then, the great love she has shown proves that her many sins have been forgiven. But whoever has been forgiven little shows only a little love." Then Jesus said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven." The others sitting at the table began to say to themselves, "Who is this? Who even forgives sins?" But Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The first thing that I would like to focus on in this passage is Simon's encounter with Jesus. He asks him to come over to his house to have some dinner with him, and he says yes. And while they were having dinner, this random woman comes in, a proclaimed sinner in this town, and I would imagine Simon firstly is probably really confused. So why is this woman just come into my house? But then I think he would be quite interested to see Jesus' reaction to this. So you can probably imagine Simon's surprise as this woman gets down on her knees at Jesus' feet, washes them with her tears, and pours perfume on them. And then his surprise heightened by Jesus just letting her. Then he thinks to himself, if this man is a prophet, then he knows all her sins. So why is he letting her touch him? Which shows us that Simon doesn't actually believe Jesus is the Messiah, but is merely asking him round so he could judge everything Jesus did and inspect him and think to himself, oh, is this man really the prophet he says he is? Jesus then turns round to Simon and tells him the story of a moneylender and a man in debt. You know, I kind of wish I could have known Simon's thoughts then. Do you think he knew how much that story was directed at him? I'm not sure he did, as he was so focused on dissecting every bit of Jesus' behaviour that he listened to what Jesus said, but didn't really hear it. He was so focused on the wrong things. And because of that, who knows if he actually clicked that Jesus had known his thoughts? I think so many times we can do that, and we can have God show us something, but us focus on the wrong things. And I think we really need to ask God to help us to see these things clearly. Jesus then brings Simon down from his self-proclaimed belief that he is above everyone else by saying, "Look at this woman," that showed him more love and praise than Simon did. What a kick in the gut that must have been for Simon. This woman, who everyone in the town knew as a sinner, and him a Pharisee, and saying that what this woman did was better than him? Honestly, you can't even imagine how the whole encounter with Jesus must have just embarrassed Simon. He invited Jesus to his house, and then some random woman comes in and Jesus puts down Simon and lifts this woman up, this sinner who all she does is love Jesus. I don't think that went the way that Simon was expecting it to. But that's Jesus. He does the unexpected, and he loves all these sinners and people that no one else loves. And because of the love that this woman showed Jesus, unlike Simon, her sins were forgiven because of it. Let us pray. Lord, I just pray that we all focus on you completely and utterly. We notice all the things that you have done for us and all the love that you've given us, and we pray that we never take it for granted like Simon did. You died on the cross to forgive our sins, no matter how big or how small they were. And we just help us to remember that and to shower you with all our love and praise and adoration. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name.